AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. A canine flu has sickened at least 1,000 dogs in the Midwest.
It's a new virus to the population. They haven't had a chance to be vaccinated or have natural exposure, and that's why clinical signs are a little bit more severe.
Dr. Keith Polson, a clinical assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine, says pet owners concerned about the canine flu may want to keep their pets from going nose-to-nose with other four-legged friends.
Just like any other influenza strain, it's usually nose-to-nose contact. So whether it was at boarding facilities, doggy daycare, dog parks.
Polson says just like people, most dogs with canine flu will feel sick for a while, but recover and be fine.
We don't have Tamiflu for dogs, so we treat the dogs supportively to keep their fevers down, trying to get them stimulate their appetite.
AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.